5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wendy Bell. Inspiring solutions to save America. One show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
When are you guys gonna learn? The more you indict, the more we unite. Facts. It's Trump 2024. We don't care. You heard me? We already made our mind up. You already know when the hood got your back. Man, they deep in the hood. Gangsters. Hollering about Trump 2024. You heard me? Woo, woo. Wah. Gangsters. The hood got this man back. I'm just trying to tell you. You heard me? And we ain't stupid, man. American people, man. We ain't all them talking about lockdowns and back when the masks and all that. You know, they got a new virus coming and it's going to be, man, nobody don't care. Ain't fooling nobody no more with none of that. You know, new jack, man, nobody being fooled no more. We all the way up. You heard me? It's Trump 2024. That's what it's going to be because we ain't having nothing else.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back. Hour 3 of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. And we are cruising along, and it is great to be with you on this Monday. Welcome home, everybody. So, big headline over the weekend, and I love this. I love when someone stands up and says, oh, hell no. Nope, I'm not going to be fodder for your bullying. You're not going to try to strong arm me. You're not going to put out a hit piece against me. And when that person is a woman, and that person is a strong woman, and that person is a strong, smart, effective leader, and she's a woman, I really like it. LSU head basketball coach for the women's team. She said something very interesting last week, in fact. It's just starting to blow up. They've moved on. I believe they're now going into the third round of the NCAA championship. Well, this is Kim Mulkey, all right? She said something during the NCAA live national press tour, if you will. Media asking questions about the women's tournament. And this woman, the head coach for the Louisiana State University basketball team, women's basketball team, dropped a bit of a nugget, a warning, on a reporter for the Washington Post. Now, I reminded that the Washington Post's motto, if you will, democracy dies in darkness. Lights have been out at the Washington Post for a long time. And I know that Jeff Bezos is scratching his head. Why is it that in 2023, the Washington Post lost $100 million? Well, it's sort of like what Planet Fitness is experiencing right now. It's sort of what Bud Light experienced last year and continues to. You're on the wrong side of things. Consistently on the wrong side of things, and people are tired of reading your garbage. So this head coach, Kim Mulkey, she drops a series of bombs in this live press situation, and she's directly calling out a Washington Post reporter who is threatening to do a hit piece on her, she says, who dropped at the last minute, gave her a 48-hour window before game one of the NCAA Women's Basketball Championships for her and the university to respond to a series of a dozen different questions that she said constituted a hit piece. And not only was she not going to respond to said reporter, she did a little digging and found out that this reporter was trying to drum up a bunch of dirt on her. And tried to dredge up old coaches who used to work with her, old players who perhaps were disgruntled with her coaching style, offering them anonymity to say negative things about her. That is what we call gotcha journalism. That's the sniveling Washington Post Taylor Lorenz going out of her way to identify and then expose. We call that doxing. But literally, with a camera, knocking on the door of the at the time, anonymous creator of the Libs of TikTok account. This is what these people are all about. It's not about journalism. It's not about news. It's not about providing you information that encourages you to think or teaches you something that you did not know or moves the needle in some capacity that is beneficial to you or to we as a country. It's about gotcha. It's about an agenda. It's about propaganda. It's about being snippy. It's about being jealous. It's about being a liberal. And I want you to hear the devastating takedown as this coach, Kim Mulkey, describes using her time with the press to call out the Washington Post and their hatchet job. Audio soundbite number one, she sets the stage. Listen.
This reporter has been working on a story about me for 2 years. After 2 years of trying to get me to sit with him for an interview, he contacts LSU on Tuesday as we were getting ready for the first round game of this tournament with more than a dozen questions, demanding a response by Thursday, right before we're scheduled to tip off. Are you kidding me? This was a ridiculous deadline that LSU and I could not possibly meet, and the reporter knew it. It was just an attempt to prevent me from commenting and an attempt to distract us from this tournament. It ain't gonna work, buddy.
Beyond that, the coach goes on to say, this particular reporter went after former players of hers and coaches, specifically the coaches, and lied to them and said that he was actually working with Kim Mulkey on this particular story. And he was requesting their comments. Of course, that reporter was lying, and that ticked off the coach. Go.
Unfortunately, this is part of a pattern that goes back years. I told this reporter 2 years ago that I didn't appreciate the hit job he wrote on Brian Kelly, and that's why I wasn't going to do an interview with him. After that, the reporter called two former college coaches of mine and left multiple messages that he was with me in Baton Rouge to get them to call him back, trying to trick these coaches into believing that I was working with the Washington Post on a story. When my former coaches spoke to him and found out that I wasn't talking with the reporter, they were just distraught. And they felt completely misled. Former players have told me that the Washington Post has contacted them and offered to let them be anonymous in a story if they'll say negative things about me.
How is this any different than the defendants with Trump in the Fulton County case? It's like 19 or 20 of them. Going after the Jenna Ellises and the Sidney Powells and picking them off by offering them sweetheart deals if they would say negative things about Donald Trump. It's the same strategy, lesser scale, same disgusting play. And on Kim Mulkey's court, it ain't happening. So she says now this, they even went to former players to dish for clicks. Everybody knows what this is, and it is disgusting. Listen.
The Washington Post has called former disgruntled players to get negative quotes to include in their story. They're ignoring the 40-plus years of positive stories that people or they have heard from people about me. But you see, reporters who give a megaphone to a one-sided, embellished version of things aren't trying to tell the truth. They're trying to sell newspapers and feed the click machine. Mm. This is exactly why people don't trust journalists and the media anymore.
Bing, 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 bing. As a former television news reporter and anchor for decades, I find this kind of hatchet job, this gotcha garbage, this going out with some predetermined agenda And then all you have to do is fill in the dots, connect them together. It was January 6th, ladies and gentlemen. It's using the whole verbiage of insurrection to try to prevent Donald Trump from being on the ballot. It's purposeful. It's an agenda. It's not news. It's propaganda. And this particular coach has come prepared to fight. Listen.
It's these kinds of sleazy tactics and hatchet jobs that people are just tired of. I'm fed up. And I'm not going to let the Washington Post attack this university, this awesome team of young women I have, or me without a fight. I've hired the best defamation law firm in the country. And I will sue the Washington Post if they publish a false story about me. Not many people are in a position to hold these kind of journalists accountable.
Wait for it.
But I am.
Boom!
And I'll do it.
Hells yes, sister! I got the resources. I've got the backing of the university. I've got the athletic world paying attention to you hacks. And I'm putting it out there before you even think about it. Try me, because it'll be game on. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, I got to take you to a city that is dying as quickly as the one I love, my beloved home of Pittsburgh, which feels unsalvageable. I'll tell you which city and why coming up next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. I sure would have liked to have seen the thug who decided to crowbar my son's Ford Explorer. To no avail to try to get into the car. Apparently, it's not easy to smash the windows of a Ford Explorer, so one needs to improvise, and this guy apparently did so with a crowbar. Destroyed the frame around the car, caused several thousand dollars of damage, which, of course, I get to pay for, right? Fantastic. Thanks, you schmuck. You know, if I had seen this guy, and I had called 911, and this was between the hours of 3 and 7 in the morning, when, by the way, I'm awake and would have, I would have gotten no help in the city of Pittsburgh because there's no cops. There's no cops. Nobody wants to be a cop. Nobody wants to be scrutinized, demonized, vilified. Nobody wants every move they make to be armchair quarterbacked, to be second-guessed. What had been a prestigious, honorable, often multi-generational job, the idea of protecting and serving, is now not worth signing up for. And so what do we have all across America, not just in my hometown? You have a dearth of men and women able to serve. And so you and I are on our own. Damn well hope you better have a gun. Better hope you've been trained. Better hope you've stocked up on ammo. Better hope that you know how to defend your castle and the people you love. Because in Baltimore, the situation, I believe, is just as dire. I stumbled upon this news report over the weekend, and I had to grab it in its entirety to you because, or for you, because this is not just Baltimore. It's not just Cleveland or Philly or Pittsburgh or anywhere. It's everywhere. And we are left unsafe because of sniveling leftist, progressive, Marxist, communist socialists who beat the drum of defunding the police during George Floyd. And this is what you get. Go.
In the Southern District on Tuesday, there was a plea for officers to work overtime. Minutes later, it went citywide.
Citywide, overtime available on today's date, trolley shift, Southern District, interested?
Baltimore Southern Police District is the city's largest district, 61,000 residents. And on Tuesday afternoon, sources tell us at one point there were three police officers on patrol. Just seconds after the plea for officers hit the airwaves, so did pleas for help.
If anyone in Sector 2 can come clear, we have a physical child abuse at Morrill Park, and there's a 10-year-old at the location with bruises all over his body. Okay, we also have a common assault. We have a missing person, 2640 D. Huron Street.
10 minutes after that child abuse call was transmitted, it appears there were still no officers en route.
We still have one of the physical child abuse.
Yes, sir. Stand be advised, we are now holding 10 calls. No priority ones. We still have the physical child abuse and the common assault.
And it's heartbreaking. Imagine if you are a crime victim.
Betsy Smith with the National Police Association calls the city's police staffing dangerously low.
You are endangering the lives of the police officers that are on duty. And what that further does is endanger the lives of the citizens.
There's 522 vacancies.
At a city budget hearing last year, the top brass admitted it struggled with recruitment and is hoping to hire civilians to fill in the gaps.
We're looking at upwards to 120 to 140 positions that we're trying to create in this request to be able to sustain going forward.
The reason that 9 out of every 10 police departments in this country is short-staffed is because we have been dealing with, here in the United States, this 3.5, almost 4-year vilification and demonization of the American law enforcement officer.
Until perceptions change, Smith predicts recruitment will not improve and the pleas for officers will grow louder.
16 is going to pick up the physical child abuse if it becomes clear of his larceny from auto.
Unreal.
Our sources are telling us tonight that the department is actually postponing training for officers just to keep them on the streets. We're live, Jeff Abel, Fox 45 News.
So we're not going to train the ones. We're not going to keep them honed in on their skills because there's no time to get them off the beat because there's nobody to be on the beat. And you know what you have to thank for that? And this is going to circle back to something that we talk about constantly. You listen to the wrong voices. You get sucked into a wave of activism, which is demonstrably false. And if you happen to live where we do at 30,000 feet, looking down with common sense, and you see what's going on, that the world's being played, and that it's the left playing everybody. This is why in 2020, Baltimore City Council approved $22 million in cuts to its police force. And then people scratch their heads and they say, I don't understand. Crime's out of control. Nobody's stopping it. What happens in Baltimore when that thief breaks into your house? I sure hope that you're protected. This is the scary world we live in, delivered to us by Democrats, yes, and 101 House Republicans who decided to go along with it. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, I'm pretty sure Planet Fitness... I'm going to go with they made a bad move here, and they continue to. Somebody needs to grow a pair there. Who will it be? The transgender dude in the women's locker room? Well, we'll find out next. Well, Planet Fitness is not answering the phone right now because Bud Light is calling, and they've got a message. Make it stop soon, or you will be more than $1 billion. Sorry. There is this great disconnect going on. It's not just 101 House Republicans who pretend to be conservative, who when they run for elections, promise us they understand. The Speaker of the freaking House, the guy who's been given the gavel, conked you over the head with it on Friday when he and the other 4 of the top 5 House Republican leaders voted along with Democrats to steal your money, to spend stuff on things that don't matter, that are insulting. Bud Light didn't listen to its base. They didn't pay attention to the people who drink its beer. How do you put out ads? And the ads were the best ads ever. the Clydesdales. The stories of hard work. Of people who do the back-breaking things. And at the end of the day, want a cold one. So they go for a long neck. How do you screw over your base that royally? Like, at what point in your life does it make sense for you to hire a transgender guy who makes a mockery of being a woman and pass that off as your new mascot and not think that that's going to absolutely boomerang you and your bottom line? It defies all logic. But these are illogical times, and these companies aren't paying attention. You don't need a multi-million dollar ad budget to care about the people who pay attention to you and what you provide. I know you. I know who you are. I know how you feel. I understand your frustration. I know you feel you don't have a voice. And I know you feel you don't matter. And every day I come here to tell you that you do. I know you. Anheuser-Busch InBev ought to know who its bread and butter is. It's a lot of the heartland. The places I enjoy more than anywhere else. If you gave me a small country town to live in for the rest of my life, or a crowded, busy metropolis, it's not even a question. Because there is an honesty and an authenticity and a kindness and an old school way of these communities. And Bud Light punched those people in the face. Planet Fitness doing the same thing. Planet Fitness, how do you justify allowing a man who looks like an ugly woman, right? I mean, that's what it is. To come in and pretend to be a woman, penis and everything, just for the visuals, guys, sorry. To change in the women's dressing area and expect not to get blowback. Because women take their daughters in there. You know, I'm not a big let's walk around in public in a dressing room naked. But I sure as hell don't want to think that there's a man standing outside the shower. Or a man using a locker behind me. That's exactly what Planet Fitness allowed. And if you haven't seen the video, it's interesting. The media is painting this woman who blew the whistle in Alaska. She said she was in Planet Fitness. And there was a dude. And she's like, oh, hell no. And she took a picture. And she went out to the front. And she's like, do you guys know that there's a man in the women's room? What is going on? Look. Now, there is that pivotal moment where common sense and crazy are on the same continuum. And which way you go says an awful lot about you. If you're a multi-billion dollar company, you better dang well better know where you are on that continuum. Because what they did was they booted the woman who blew the whistle on the dude, making everybody uncomfortable at that Planet Fitness. And they took away her membership and they kicked her out because they say she violated that man's quote-unquote privacy by taking a picture of him. And that it was just something that everybody in the ladies' room is going to have to get used to. Everybody is going to have to be inconvenienced so we can accommodate this one dude who, because of mental illness or because he's actually some kind of a voyeur, he's got some wacky fetish, who knows what he wants to do with women, right? Thinks that he should go in there and make everybody uncomfortable. It's no different than Will Thomas pretending to be a woman the lunacy. If anybody ever applies to the University of Pennsylvania again, right? Why? Why would you? You would trust your son or your daughter at a school that demonstrably makes such terrible decisions? It costs millions of dollars, right? $400 million wiped off of Planet Fitness's value in just 5 days after banning member who exposed a trans woman shaving in the female locker room. The valuation dropped from $5.3 billion March 14th to $4.9 billion on March 19th. Like, it's super fast now. It took Anheuser-Busch a year to hemorrhage $1.4 billion. It takes a week for Planet Fitness to see $400 million lost. This story, just the follow-up on it from the Daily Mail UK, the company's value obviously dropping following Planet Fitness's refusal to walk back its decision to ban a member who exposed a, quote, trans woman shaving in a female locker room earlier this month. Patricia Silver, all over social media, said she was banned from the gym in Alaska. She detailed the incident online where she said she saw a transgender individual in her locker room. Following backlash against the ban, the company said, banning her, not the dude, her. The company said, although some members may feel uncomfortable sharing facilities. No, see, that's called crazy. You've now crossed the point of no return on the common sense crazy continuum. You're off of the rails when you try to tell every woman out there, we don't care if it makes you uncomfortable. This is the new way. This is what being inclusive and being understanding and being welcoming feels like. Don't worry if your little girl is in there after swimming and she's changing her clothes and there's a tranny in there. It's all right. It's just the way of the future. Did you guys see the sit-down president of Mexico on 60 Minutes? Where he said to the news hack for CBS, you want to know why we in Mexico don't have the drug issues that you have in the United States? Aside from the open turnstile that's moving of all these people to cross into our country and China to make it in Mexico and bring it in. He said, because of our family structure, we have traditional family values where there is nothing more solid and more sacred than the traditional family unit. In the United States, thanks to 101 House Republicans, the Democrats, fueled with ridiculous money from the World Economic Forum and George Soros and everybody who hates this constitutional republic, this fledgling experiment, the greatest place the world has ever known, they've been able to twist into the minds of people that allowing a dude to be anywhere near the private sanctity of a woman's space is to be accepted. And that if you don't, there is something inherently intolerant about you. I hope Planet Fitness goes under. I don't care. I would never be anywhere near your stupid facility. And I pity all of the people who are employed by Planet Fitness. Because I hope it makes it very difficult for you guys when everybody yanks their membership. You disrespected our values for the last time. Except it won't be the last time. They don't care about you. They don't listen to you any more than your Congress listens to or cares about you. And that is the epidemic we are in. That is the conundrum that we are in. That's not even remotely difficult for me to see. I can very happily never go to these places, never buy their products again. And this is where we form alternate economies, different places where we get our information, our meat, our consumables. They're forcing it. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So, would you think that putting trans dudes who pretend to be women in women's prisons, do you see that that might be problematic? Yeah. Yeah, we saw that too. Oh my God, wait, what? It's a problem? Yeah, breaking news next. You know, there's this weird cause and effect thing that I think we learn very early on. I think it's intuitive. I think it's baked into who we are. This is why babies learn very early on in their lives how to manipulate, right? They realize if they cry, they get what they want. And so they do. And they get snuggled and they get fed and they get changed and they get loved. Right? Cause and effect. It's intrinsic. It's inherent in who we are. We get it. We're humans. I mean, the animal world knows cause and effect. That's how they survive. So when you open the border, you can see clearly that you're going to have an effect that is negative. It's not complicated. If you defund the police and fewer people want to be police officers, you know that you're going to have unsafe communities. It's not complicated, right? If you're going to pass a $1.2 trillion measure, you're going to jack up the national debt and make inflation so much worse and make everybody's lives miserable. You can connect those dots. Not complicated. So I'm baffled by the transgender movement. All of the people falling on the cross and falling on the sword for the LGBTQIA+, et cetera, community. You know, my gay friends don't make an issue of themselves being gay. They work hard. They raise their children the way I do. They struggle the way I do to create the right family values. It has nothing to do with being straight or gay. Except we've bent every single rule, every norm, because the new normal is supposed to be unacceptable. And you're supposed to just be able to suck it up. So when I saw this headline on Breitbart, it was like, what? This is crazy. How is this even possible? Ready? Report. Dun, dun, dun. Washington trans-identifying male inmate had sex with female prisoner in cell. Shut up. What are you talking about? Oh, but it gets worse. A male felon in Washington state who identifies as a woman is accused of having sex with a female inmate in a prison cell on March 14th. Isn't that super? The National Review Friday cited an incident report that a trans-identifying male inmate that a corrections officer at the Washington Correction Center for Women discovered 35-year-old Brian Kim, who goes by Amber Faye Fox Kim, having sexual intercourse with 25-year-old Sincer A. Marie Nurton. Officials deemed the encounter an infraction. A hearing is expected to take place regarding what happened. I mean, I can connect the dots for you if you guys want. Doesn't take a rock star. Birds and bees. I get it. The review article also noted the prison used to be a place where only women were housed until that became so old news. It was so old. That was so 2020. You know, a place where women have their spaces and men have theirs. How many women are going into male prisons? How many women are going into Planet Fitness and trying to change in front of the dudes? How many women are going out there and competing against men in collegiate athletics? Oh, that's right. It's not happening. It's almost this ridiculous assault on women, propagated by the Democratic Party. Aren't these the people who are all about Me Too, believe all women, even those who lie, like Christine Blasey Ford, Fonnie Willis, and all the others, right? So what is it? I'm getting mixed messages here. That an ugly guy pretending to be a chick can be put into a woman's prison and share a cell with a woman. And something is not going to happen. Look, they're going to say, the Washington Department of Corrections is saying that there's been mitigating circumstances because both of those imprisoned say it was consensual. Is this what we're doing? It's completely indefensible. And by the way, I probably had a different view of prison before January 6th. But if we're going to roll the dice and presume the majority of people in prison probably ought to be in prison, does that mean that they should be subjected to any less humane treatment than you and I? No. We have an epidemic in this country. First of all, the first one is called liberalism, because I believe it's a mental disease. And I'm sorry to say that to those of you who are triggered out there. But listen to your heroes in the media. The derangement is real, and it's baked into a lot of these people. And then the policies. The policies that these people put forward under the guise of progress are indefensible. They are inhumane. And if you ask about it, if you raise your hand, if you say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not cool with that, you're the one who gets doxxed. You're the one who gets bounced to the curb. You're the one who gets fired. You're the one who is eliminated. Because in wacko, crazy land, Wokeville, USA, everything that is wrong is now right. And if you're not down with that, they're going to come for you. Just like the Washington Post reporter, spending 2 years to try to put enough pieces of a hit piece together so he could injure the head state of the women's basketball team at Louisiana State University. There is a diagnosis, and the only cure is to excise the crazy from the fabric of our country. And that means carving these businesses out and allowing them to be destroyed in their own ruination and voting out all 101 congressmen and women who voted with the Democrats as Republicans. I'm talking about you, Guy Reschenthaler. Thanks for being here, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, same time, same place. Don't be late. Peace.